Blog Talk Radio.
good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Depends on your work schedule. Someone to have a phone, please put it on mute so that we can hear what's said before the man of God is presented to the line. Thank you so very much. I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We are going to be live with Blog Talk Ministries through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. So with that being said, you all get your Bibles, your pencils, and your pads, and get ready to take down notes so that you could be prepared to go back and minister to yourself the Word of God that's ministered to you on tonight. With that being said, I'm going to ask Minister Sheila Kaiser, would she present and let us hear her pray with us and for us on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you ready? I was waiting for Minister Sheila to join us on the line. I don't know if her phone is open or if she's available. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask the man of God if he's ready, and if so, if he was going to present us with prayer and go right into the Word of God on tonight. Prophet of Antoine Thomas, are you ready? Okay. I'm just waiting. Apostle-elect, is the lines open tonight?
The lines are open. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, that means the lines are open.
Yeah, the lines are
okay.
Open.
Thank you so much. The lines are open. So who was that talking at the end right there?
It was your cousin, Tony Montgomery.
Okay. Thank you, cousin Tony Montgomery. Evangelist Tony, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to just open up with prayer. Minister Evangelist Tony Montgomery, would you like to pray with us and for us on tonight?
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, it's in your hand.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we praise your name for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength that we might come before you. We ask, God, that you just bless us as we come together. Lord, you know what we stand in need of, everyone. And so, God, we ask that you send your word to make us whole. Oh, God, Jehovah, God, who created heaven and earth, we just come and we pour ourselves out to you this evening as you pour into us, Lord God, that we might be strong and be able to minister to ourselves as we have been given direction already this evening. We just thank you for what you're going to do. We ask that you bless the word that goes forth this morning, this evening, that will bring forth fruit that will give the kingdom the power and the glory in our lives, that we, Lord God, might live out your purpose that you have prepared us for. Bless your people tonight, oh God, that as the word goes forth, that we, Lord God, will embrace it and it will enhance our lives. We thank you for this ministry, for the faithfulness, Lord God, of the ministers and the evangelists that you have sent, Lord, to make this ministry strong. We just ask that you just continue to do so. Oh God, we ask that you send your anointing. And in that, Lord, we just release our spirit out of this evening. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that prayer. I touch and agree with you for that prayer. I'm going to ask the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, are you available? Are you ready to present the word of God to us on tonight? Okay, it's in your hand. Have your way.
All right, awesome, awesome. I think I'm grateful tonight. And the prayer that was prayed, I'm not sure who that woman of God was, but I am definitely definitely enjoyed that prayer, and I'm excited about what God is seeing and what God is doing through his people everywhere. And I don't take for granted, we're not moved by what we see through the media and things of that nature. Our trust is in God, and that's where it lives and it depends on, and that's where we'll continue to lean into God, to hope, put our faith in, because he's a God, and beside him there is none other. And so we're grateful with that. And then I want to just kind of jump right into it if I can. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to speak to God's people in whatever capacity God allows us to do that. I'm grateful for that because there are, so many things that we could be doing, and God has so many that he could use, and I'm grateful that he chooses to use us. Amen. So we're going to, just for the sake of, we're also on Facebook Live as well for those who choose to listen that way as well. I want to just pray real quick before we go into it. Father, I just give you praise and I give you honor. Father, we stand in agreement with the prayer that's already been prayed on Blog Talk. But Father, for those who are listening through other venues, Father, we pray that we have an ear to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey. And most importantly, Father, the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight, Father. You arise and let your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name. You can't hear, Sister Stephanie. Okay. I'm sorry. Can everybody hear me on Facebook as well as Blog Talk? If you can hear me on Facebook Live, give me a thumbs up. If you can hear me on Blog Talk Radio, if you can just press a number or something like that, that'll be great. Not a static, she said. All right. Okay. What about now, Sister Stephanie? Is that better? All righty. All right. So hopefully that's better, and we're honored. We're honored to be here again tonight to be on with you. Do me a favor, those of you on Facebook, share this. Give me some thumbs. Share and like and share. I want to share something with you, Lord, shared laid on my heart today. I want to go to Daniel chapter 3, and we'll start at the 14th verse. Bless you, Pastor Scales. Bless everyone who's on. Awesome. All right. So real quickly, Daniel chapter 3, 14, it says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, it is true, O Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, do ye not serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now if ye be ready, that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, that ye fall down, worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And whose God, who is it that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? The 16th verse says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O king Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee. Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. Hallelujah. O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast cast, hast set up. The Lord, word of the Lord is already blessed. I want to just start with a simple note that true devotion will keep you with a cool head. Sometimes we as Christians, in the midst of what we're going through, we get angry and we get upset and we get taken back. It's so apropos. Just earlier, two of my daughters had a disagreement. And you know how siblings are. You know how siblings can get really upset, and siblings can get to the place where they will fight tooth and nail. And so I said to the older daughter, I said, no matter what, she says, of course, Dad, but she keeps doing, and I've been cool all that time. And I said to her, hey, you make sure that you are cool every time, because at one time you decide not to be cool can determine a whole, can change the whole culture of who you are and the whole direction in which your life is going in. So I want to share that with you tonight. Some people around, sometimes we think because we've been cool 9 times, that the 10th time it's okay to go ahead and snap out and turn up. But God is watching your integrity. And if your integrity cannot be trusted, cannot be tested, it cannot be trusted. And so ask God to teach you, as the Bible says, how to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Because sometimes we are at a place where we justify why we jump out of pocket. We justify why we had to give them a piece of our mind. And we as Christians are not be giving anybody a piece of our mind, because we ought to keep our mind on him, all right? So he'll keep us in perfect peace. Are you listening to me? There are yet some people who don't believe in God. And that's, I want to hit that for a couple different ways. First of all, we have to be careful, because there are some people who don't believe in God, and so therefore we have to watch how we operate in front of them. We have to watch how we allow our witness to be in front of them, because my father would always say, you may be the only Bible that somebody ever reads. You may be the only view of God, may be you. So if somebody reads your life and they read the chapter in your life, are they going to see God, or are they going to see you operating in your flesh? Are they going to see you giving somebody a piece of their mind instead of falling in peace with all men, or turning the other cheek, or doing unto others what you would have them to do unto you? I'm just saying, you got to watch your response to the pressure. That's our focus tonight. Watching my response to the pressure, because that pressure comes. And anybody who's trying to be a diamond, who wants to be a jewel, you're going to have some pressure. Pressure comes alone. As the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver out of them all. Listen here. And so when I said there are people who don't believe in God, there are some people who are testing your faith to see exactly if you believe what you say you believe. You say you believe God in church. It's easy to say you trust God when everything is going okay. It's easy to follow peace with all men when no one's bothering you. It's easy to say God when all you got is a headache or a hangnail. But what are you doing when the pressure of life has you backed up in the corner and you see no way out? What is your response then? Don't you dare hesitate to proclaim the word of the Lord. Bless you, Sister Margaret. Don't you dare hesitate to proclaim the word of the Lord. The Hebrew boys did not hesitate. It wasn't a let me see. It wasn't a let me weigh my options. It wasn't let me check this out. It was one thing. They didn't do any of that. How to say it is easy to say, confirmation. I think I understand. Are you asking me that? I'm not sure, but write it for me against it to Margaret so I know what you're saying. Are you saying I'm confirming, or are you asking? I want to make sure I'm looking at that correctly. But they didn't go back and say, hey, do you think we should, or y'all, if we don't do this, is what could happen. They went immediately right in to saying, we are not careful. When they say we're not careful, in other words, we're not hesitant. We're not worried about the backlash of what you may say. There wasn't a discussion about whether they were going to do what he was saying to do. They made up their mind, hey, you say it's before I got here, I wasn't going to be in. While I'm here, I'm not going to be in, and no matter what. Got you. Wonderful. I'm glad there was a confirmation for you, Sister Margaret. Bless the Lord. And so they weren't ready to. They weren't thinking about bending for the Holy Ghost. For some of us, bending is an option. And if the bend is an option for you, you got to go back to the altar. Hallelujah. If compromise to your salvation and to your faith is an option, you got to get back to the altar. Don't hesitate. If you feel that somewhere in your mind you may even attempt to listen to what the enemy is offering you, get back to the altar. Get on your knees. Push your plate back. Hallelujah. Me and my wife were praying the other day, and we were walking around the house, and we were praying, and we continue to pray, Lord, teach us to love what you love and to hate what you hate. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, teach us to love what you love and to hate what you hate. If I hate what you hate, I'll treat my enemies correctly. If I hate what you hate, I won't cuss nobody out. If I hate what you hate, I won't cheat on my taxes. If I hate what you hate, I won't cheat on my spouse. If I hate what you hate, hallelujah, I'll give my tithes and my offering. If I hate, I will love someone until they see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because this is how men will know that we are the children of God, by our love. If I love what you love, I'll treat my neighbor right. Hallelujah. If I love what you love, I'll read my word. If I love what you love, I'll worship you. If I love what you love, I'll tell a dying world that to the utmost Jesus saves. If I love what you love, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of you. If I love what you love. Tonight I want to challenge somebody in your prayer time. Lord, teach me to love what you love and teach me how to hate what you hate. We've got too much compromise in our Christian walk. We've got too much compromise in our salvation, too much compromise in our faith, and the enemy knows it. So he puts pressure on you. And what happens is because of that compromise, you never get the full blessing of God. You never get the full promise of God because God is saying, look here, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The problem is we get some of the things because we've got some compromise. Let me keep moving. He said, either you turn or you burn. Those were his responses. Give me a second. Excuse me. He said, either you turn or you burn. That was the option. And for some of you, the enemy is trying to give you an ultimatum. But you better find a side and stick to it. Hallelujah. If you believe God, I believe God. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve Baal, serve Baal. But stop with the in and out, the ups and downs. One minute I'm saved, the next minute I'm getting drunk. One minute I'm an evangelist, the next minute I'm smoking weed. One minute I'm a pastor, the next minute you see me I'm on Facebook Live smoking a cigar. Hallelujah. It's time out for the compromise in the house of God. It's still holiness in hell. And I know we don't like to say that, and I know as soon as I say that, some of these Facebook followers lives going to get off here in a second, but you'll be all right. It's still, it never stopped. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. It never stopped. There was no addendum. It's still holiness or hell. Hallelujah. Holiness without which no man shall. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what your compromise is. I don't care what your logic is. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care what denomination you are. You can't be the bishop, apostle, the prophet, the preacher, the teacher. You've got to be holy. Hallelujah. You've got to be holy. Hallelujah. That's this drive. I want to please him. I better leave this thing alone. I'm getting too loud in my grandparents' house. Hallelujah. They didn't give an evasive answer. We have got some folk who give evasive answers. You don't want you don't want to really say no, and you don't really want to say yes. So you start giving political answers in your Christendom because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, and you don't want to cause no problems, and you don't want to seem like an alarmist, and you don't want to offend anyone. Wrong is wrong, and right is right. Hallelujah. It's time out for us walking through the church, and we don't want to address liars, and we don't want to address cheaters, and we don't want to address homosexuality, and we don't want to address lesbianism, we don't want to address adultery because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Wrong is wrong, and right is right. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that we say something that draws people in. Well, be compromising the word of God is not what's drawing. It's causing you to be spiritually irresponsible. And malnourished in the spirit of the Lord. And so we've got to make sure. I'm not trying to browbeat you, and it's not my job to send you to hell. That's not my job. I'm not here to judge you from a financial perspective, but the Bible told me to judge, to know who I'm dealing with, and to know what spirits I'm dealing with, to know what kind of integrity I'm dealing with. He said to me, you better call a spade, let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. Let me move on. Y'all don't like me right up in here. They didn't give him a politically correct answer. They pretty much said to him, it doesn't matter what you take from me. I will not bow. I will not bow. And I don't know who this is for, but I believe the Lord shed upon my heart to tell somebody, don't be scared. Don't you compromise for the sake of the outcome. God has you in his heart. God has you prepared. They said to him, it doesn't matter what you take from me. It doesn't matter where you put me in. I will not bend. I will not bow. Don't you even consider what the enemy is trying. He's trying to punk you. Can I say it? Can I say it in my west side of Chicago vernacular? He's trying his best to punk you. He's trying his best to put you in a corner so you'll try to help God out. Many of us have made the mistake of trying to help God out. We made the mistake of trying to cut a corner and work some overtime for the blessing. And we're going to hold back from our tithes and offers for the blessing. And then we're going to move the guy in before we marry him because we're going to eventually get married. God said, I didn't need your help before you got here. I don't need your help while you're here. And I won't need your help when you're gone. He's trying to back you in that corner and you want to help God out because God's moving too slow or you're not sure if God's going to do exactly how you like it. And God is saying, look, take your hands off of it and let me deal with that. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for me. Don't you dare let the enemy push you back in the corner where you start compromising the promise of God. That's why Joseph ran up out of his coat when Potiphar's wife tried to get at him. He said, look here, I don't care how fine you are. I don't care how lonely I am. I don't care how single I am. Nothing's worth what God promised me. Hallelujah. Make up in your mind, nothing is worth what God promised me. I absolutely and positively refuse to compromise, to bend, to cut corners, to lie, and to cheat just to get what God promised me. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, I know we say in the church sometimes, if God said it, I believe it, that settles it. But the truth of the matter is, whether you believe it or not, if God said it, that settles it. Let me move on. There was an answer that was expected. Because Nebuchadnezzar felt like if I put them under the pressure, then they'll twist their answer. They'll turn what they're saying. And the enemy, hallelujah, some of y'all, I'm talking to somebody right now. The enemy believes if he puts the pressure on you, that you'll change your answer. Hallelujah. The enemy believes if I put her son under pressure, if I put her money under pressure, then she'll change her answer. If I cause him to look at his circumstances and bring the trouble up in front of him, he'll change how he responds. Look at me. Hear me. Those of you Facebook Live, Blog Talk Radio, over the internet, don't you dare change your position. Don't you bow, don't you bend. I don't care what music you hear. Don't let the enemy push you in a corner. All right? Listen to me. If you want to know my expectations, listen to my response to the pressure. See, because we can say all day long we expect God to do this. But if you really want to know where my expectation is, watch my answer to the pressure. Because it's easy for me to say, I expect God, well, there's no pressure on me. Hallelujah. But do you still and will you still stand on your expectation when the enemy has tried everything? Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, will you still lift up the standard of your expectation? My God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. My God, you ought to lift up a standard with your expectation. You ought to let the devil know, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you try. I don't care who you take. I don't care who turns their back on me. I don't care what they call on me. I will not change my expectation in God. Hallelujah. How are you going to respond to the expectation of the enemy? Because he expects you to fold. He expects you to fail. He told God, he said, look, only reason the only reason that Job worships you is because you've got a hedge of protection around him. The only reason Job loves you is because you've been good to him. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said the only reason Job loves you the way you do, the way he does, is because he's been good to you. You've been good to him. You protected him. You gave him a wife and a kid. You gave him cattle. You gave him a nice house. I want to tell, can I detour for just a second? Hallelujah. If you want to know, Evangelist Adeline, why I love him, it's because he's been good to me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's because he's been good to me. If you need to know why I worship him, it's because he's been good to me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to know why I lift up my hands and give him worship, it's because he's been good to me. He's been good to my children. He's been good to my wife. He's been good to my brothers. Hallelujah. All of my life, God's been good to me. If you want to know why I dance, it's because he's been good to me. Hallelujah. If you want to know why I refuse to let go of his hand, it's because he's been good to me. In case you want to know why I refuse to throw in the towel, Brittany, is because he's been good to me. But I refuse to let the world compromise my salvation. It's because he's been good to me. When I didn't deserve it, when I didn't deserve it, when I didn't deserve it, he's been good to me. When I messed up, he's been good to me. When I lied, he's been good to me. When I cheated on my wife, he was good to me. Hallelujah. When I got divorced, he was good to me. When I smoked weed, he was good to me. Hallelujah. He's been good to me all of my life. I don't know about y'all, but I have not deserved his goodness. There was nothing I did, nothing I said, no place I went, no amount of money I gave, no matter what my title was, I did not deserve his goodness, but he still gave it to me, and he's still good. He has been good all day. Hallelujah. I bless him, and I give him praise, and I give him worship. Hallelujah. No, but he's still been good. Hallelujah. I don't have a job anymore. They won't get unemployment, but he's still been good. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. There's still a roof over my head. Been cut off. Hallelujah. I still have been eating. My kids are still good. They haven't taken any of my cars. But y'all, he's been good to me. He's been real good to me. Hallelujah. And if he never does anything else, I'll still praise him. I'll still worship him. I'll still give him glory. I'll still give him honor. I'll still clap my hands. I'll still sing my song. I'll still play the organ. I'll still preach for him. I'll still prophesy his word. He's been that good to me. If I don't get nothing else, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. At all times. Hallelujah. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. All taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. He is a wonderful Savior. He's an awesome God. He is a provider. Hallelujah. He's a healer. He's a buckler. Hallelujah. He's a battle axe in the time of war. He's a bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm, he's my best friend. Hallelujah. He is my everything. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. In case you wanted to know why I worship him and why I give him praise and why I give him glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. My mother-in-law just a couple of weeks ago was diagnosed with COVID-19. Hallelujah. And I want you to know right now, she's in the kitchen, fine. no symptoms. Hallelujah. Working fine. Back at work. Looking wonderful. Looking pretty. Got her appetite back. Hallelujah. Her husband was diagnosed as well. He's at home. He's doing fine. My grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer. She came through. She's fine. My wife, hallelujah, was diagnosed with one thing or another. The doctor told her if she had our last child, her and the baby would die. She's still here. My daughter is 13 now. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. I can't dare turn my back on him. Hallelujah. I could not dare. He's been that good to me, Jeffrey. He's been that wonderful to me. Hallelujah. If you don't know how good God's been to you, take a walk down memory lane and watch how God has brought you out. Watch that somebody went through the same thing you went through and didn't make it out of there. Watch and see how many folks had the same diagnosis you had, hallelujah, and did not make it through it. I want you to know God's been good to me. I want you to know that God's been good to me. Hallelujah. I have not had an income, hallelujah, since the beginning of March. And all of the bills are paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for a working wife. Unemployment told me they can't even find me in the system. Hallelujah. But God has still been good to me. He's still been wonderful. I ain't lost no weight. Matter of fact, I think I gained 5 pounds. He's been that good to me. Let me get off this thing, y'all. Out of way of toilet place. I'm thankful today. I'm grateful today. I'm honored that God knows me. Hallelujah. He told him, he said, only reason Job is doing it like that to you because you got a hedge of protection around him. Hallelujah. He said, remove the hedge. When you were trying to figure out why did God remove the hedge, do me a favor, like and share this. You're trying to figure out why God removed the hedge. And I'm trying to tell you, God removed the hedge because he feels like he can trust you. Hallelujah. If God allowed the enemy to attack your finances, your home, your health, your relationship, your job, it's because he trusts you. And don't you let him down. God gave you a platform to show exactly how much you love him and show how much you appreciate him and how much you trust him. Don't you let him down. Hallelujah. If God trusts you, you can do it. If God trusts you, you can pull it off. If God trusts you, you can get it done. If God trusts you, you can come through it. If God trusts you, you're going to come out more than a conqueror. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But prophet, look at all the stuff that Job lost. Prophet, look at all the things that Job went through. Hallelujah. David said, it was good that I was afflicted. I may know you in the power of your might. I got to go, y'all. I'm on here too long. When your duty to God becomes your main care, I don't have a fear of the outcome because God's going to take care of me. You got to make a stand without a pause. Make up your mind, I'd rather obey God than man. I'd rather suffer than sin. Do evil that God may come. I've got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Open your mind out, I'll stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy tries, beloved. I promise you I'm done. Make up in your mind, I will not allow the enemy to change my level of expectation. Even with everything that's going on nowadays, pandemic and the senseless murder, the racism, don't you change your expectation. Change where you stand in God. You make up in your mind that no matter where I find myself, no matter where I go, I trust him. Trust him with my heart. And Lord, I believe and help down my unbelief. Because many of us believe God can do it. A lot of times we don't believe he'll do it for us. And God wants to deal with that situation in your heart that makes you think that he'll do it for everybody else but won't do it for you. Don't you forget God's not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man that he should repent. Don't you get scared. Don't you bend and don't you bow. You stand on what God said to you. And that's all that matters. Because the enemy will bring everything in front of you to try to remind you that things are against what you're going through or against what God has said to you. But set your face like a flint. My father would say sometimes you have to walk through life with horse blinders on. And he said that simply because, Minister Chris, because we will sometimes get distracted by what's on the outside of our path. You make sure you keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on what God told you. Yes, distractions are going to come. Yes, battles are going to come. But let me give you this, and I'm closing this out. God did not change his mind concerning you. I don't care what it looks like. I wish somebody would just type that in there for me. God didn't change his mind about me. Hey, I'm done. I love you. I thank you for your time. Do me a favor. Like and share this. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for that word. That word was good. As possibly Lexa could say, that word was good, 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 good. I just thank God for you being available for us tonight with everything you have going on with your celebration with your family. I just thank God that you took the time out to even think about us, to bless us with the word of God that you will feed us on tonight. I just thank you for that word. I'm going to ask you all to make yourself available to bless the man of God on Blog Talk tonight because you want to. Just because you want to. Let him know how you blessed him. The lines are open.
Amen, Prophet Antoine. This is Cecilia. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God that reminded us about when things, whether it's pressure, intimidation, or whatever they want to call it, racism, institutionalized racism, sexism, all of the things that we deal with, that they're there, but God uses them. Oh, my God. He uses them to perfect our faith, and I thank you, man of God, for reminding us that the pressure is going to be there. It is doing what it's supposed to do. But we have to stay on course. We have to stay focused. My, to stay focused in the midst of pressure. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you, man of God, for the confirmation.
Cecilia Kaiser, for those words on tonight, is there anyone else that would like to speak unto the man of God's life on tonight? Woman that was praying for us tonight was our very own cousin, Evangelist.
Who was it again?
Tony Seabury Montgomery. Tony from
Texas.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes. That's who that was praying. So, again, the lines are open. If anyone has anything they would like to say to the man of God on tonight. You have any cheap plugs you want to give out to us with about your ministry, anything that's going on that you would like to make us aware of?
No, ma'am, not at this time. We'll be with Pastor Troy on Sunday. My daughters will be singing, so we'll be there in fellowship with Fountain Living Waters. Other than that, no, ma'am, not at this time.
So is that going to be a service that we could either watch on Facebook or we can come to?
Now, as far as I know, it's a Fountain virtual service, so you'll be able to see it on Facebook Live. Now, that I'm sure of.
Okay. And that's at what time?
I believe it's at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, we want to make sure we get the word out to the people so they won't be saying, well, I didn't know, and I didn't know what time. We want to make sure. Don't leave no room for the enemy.
Indeed, there's also a flyer on Pastor Troy's page. I believe he's tipping it as well. But I'm sure there's a flyer on his page. I saw it on today.
Okay. I shared it earlier, but for those that didn't see it, I wanted to make sure they got the word. So, I'm going to check one more time before I ask you to end us up with prayer. Or, you know what, I'm going to give my final remarks, and then we're going to make sure that we end the program with prayer. So we're going to make sure God has the last word. Okay? So is there anyone else that would like to say something at this present time? Okay. I want to remind you all that every Monday we are here on Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's with Smile 3E, Iron Shopping Iron. Let's talk. And on Fridays, this was the first night. Thank God for it. We have many more Fridays to come. Every Friday, you could tune in to Blog Talk and Facebook Live with our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love what God is doing. I love that God is enlarging his territory. I love that God is bringing his word through the man of God to our ears and our face, where we can touch and agree with him as well as go along with the word. And with that being said, you all, please pass the word on. Please join us on Sunday for Fountains of Living Water with the men of God, and just be prepared to be blessed. Until we can get back together physically, be prepared to be blessed, where you can shout in your house coat, your house shoes, your socks, or whatever. Be prepared to be blessed on Sunday at 2 p.m. Troy Thomas Page, Servant Troy Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, and just be blessed. It's in your hands to bless us out after we say our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, it's in your hand.
Father, we just thank you and give you praise, Father. It is our prayer that during this season that we will not compromise, bend, or bow. And, Father, in the forefront of our response is your word. In the forefront of our emotions is your promise. And we give you praise and we give you honor, oh God, that as we walk throughout this life, as no matter what, everything that's going on within the cities and our country, Father, in the political realms and its racial tensions, Father, that we stay focused. That your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. So, Father, tonight, as we focus on you, you'll heal the land. Hallelujah. As we put our attention on you, you will heal the land. And for that, we give you praise and that, we give you honor. You be our God and we'll be your people. You will rise and let your enemies be scattered, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you all. Please tune in. This Monday coming up will be the first Monday, and our very own speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. But don't forget Sunday morning. Please call in and listen to the word of God through our very own Apostle Elect. Good night, everyone. Thank you.